listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Friday morning.
It is. I like Fridays.
Who doesn't like Fridays?
I don't know.
Somebody who has to work all of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? I don't know.
That's probably true.
I like Fridays, too. And we have great stories to share with you today.
We do. We keep going international.
We are.
Again.
Well, worldwide is part of who we are.
It's true.
So
I like hearing stories from elsewhere outside the U.S.
That's right. Good stories, too.
Good stories.
Of good work that's happening with some of our friends and partners around the world. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for underwriting the Coffee Hour. Find them at cuw.edu, Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
There you go.
cuw.edu. Coffee today?
Peru.
Peru. Peruvian coffee.
Peruvian.
That is nowhere near where we are going today.
No. Other side of the world.
We're heading over
different
to...
Different hemisphere.
Yes. Different hemisphere. We are headed to the Czech Republic. Susanna Filipkova. Did I even get it close? Susanna, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for being here this morning. The CEO of the Silesian Diakonia, Sleska Diakonia? I'm not very good at any other languages.
English
really.
Is hard enough.
Yes. I'm excited to share with our listeners about the Diakonia work in the Czech Republic. Tell us about what is the name of your organization and your chief work.
The name of our organization is Silesian Diakonia. Silesian means region because we work and we provide our activities in Silesia region. It's part of Moravia. It's in the eastern part of the Czech Republic. And Diakonia, it's Protestant charity work for needy people in the Czech Republic.
That's awesome. How has the history of the Czech Republic, communism, how has that history shaped your work and what you can do, what you're able to do?
We have very nice history because our work was starting in 1908, but we continue, or our church established our work, and we continued our work to 1960, but this time was cancelled our work because government took all our activities, all our buildings, and the Christian social work stopped. But after Velvet Revolution in 1990, we started again with any buildings, without money, with stuff, but we started our work. But now, in this time, we have 8,000 clients, 1,100 staff, and now we have freedom and we can share our Christian work with needy people in the Czech Republic.
Tell us more about the needs that are met by Silesian Diakonia.
We have a lot of needy people in the Czech Republic, but main work for us is work with disability people, with disabled people. Also, we have elderly care. Also, we help homeless people, young people, families, and other needy people.
How is your work different or unique from other service organizations that are in the Czech Republic?
We are a Christian organization. It's one big difference between us and, for example, some governmental organization, because still we have a lot of governmental organization which provide social services in the Czech Republic, especially for elderly care. But we are Christian. We define Christian values. We offer spiritual care for our clients, for our staff. We organize 2 times per year spiritual conferences. We offer spiritual care, pastoral care. It's different, but also I think we have high quality of social services.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned having services for the disabled, for the elderly. Is there a story you can tell us about how that illustrates the need that these people have for the services that you provide?
Mm-hmm. In communist regime, we have only two target groups in the Czech Republic: elderly people and disabled people, homeless, drug addiction, and other target group we didn't have. Mm-hmm. It means that we have a long history for this care. But in the past, in the Czech Republic, we had very big institution for elderly care and for disabled work. It means that these people stayed in big centers without dignity, without human rights. We started our work after Velvet Revolution, but in different conception. We provide our social services very close to normal life, to normal people. We built small centers integrated to normal society. It means that in our institution live, for example, in residential care, 20 people, it's average for us, not big institution. We also have support in living and other this kind of activities. They can center schools for people who are at home, and they can be during the day with us.
You've been with the organization since 1993, is that right? You've been
1990.
But
I am from 1993.
Yes. 1993. So certainly you've met a lot of people along the way during that time. Tell us about someone you met who is a good example of the work that Silesian Diakonia is all about.
My professional history, it's very long because I started work in 1993. But I met excellent people during my work in Salesian Diakonia. But the best example was my director before me, Czeslaw Santarius. He was a very nice person. He started work in Salesian Diakonia. He is founder of Saleska Diakonia after Revolution. He had a heart for the needy people, and he loves Jesus, and he was very open for needy in our society.
How is Silesian Diakonia regarded by the people of the Czech Republic? We talked about other agencies and organizations and the differences that you're a Christian organization. How is that regarded by the public?
We have other Christian organizations in the Czech Republic, Caritas, Army Salvation, and Czech Brother Diakonia. We cooperate with this organization very well. We have some umbrella organization for Christian organization. The name is Platform 10, and we meet together with other directors of Christian organizations, but also we cooperate with other NGOs, with private NGOs, also with governmental organization. But Christian social work people appreciate in the Czech Republic. We are very atheistic country. In our country is only few Protestant churches, but people want to have Christian social work. They like it because I think that we provide good quality of social services.
Are you also able to partner with the local congregations, with the churches?
Yes, our church our Lutheran church is not so big. We have 15,000 members, but 21 different congregations. But some congregations cooperate with our centers. Some pastors of these congregations offer help. Some pastors offer spiritual encouragement. Some serve to people with Bible lessons. Some organize special event, and also some youth group in the churches as open for cooperation. We are very close to the church. We cooperate with the church very well.
What have you learned in your service with Silesian Diakonia? What is being with the organization since 1993? What are some of the great things you've learned in that time?
I learn all in my organization because I am a very long time there. But I started my work in this time. We had 30 staff. It was a very small organization. Mm-hmm. Now we have 1,100. Now we are a big organization. And I learned a lot. And every time I have to learn because still we have some new activities, still we are doing some new steps, still we have some need in our society, still we cooperate with congregations, with the church, still we have new staff, still we have new voluntary workers. I have to learn all my life.
So you're a lifelong learner. Here visiting us in the United States, what are some of the things that that you've learned or gained from, or you hope to learn and gain from your visit here in the States?
Mm-hmm. And I think that for us also is important part of our work is international cooperation. From the beginning, we could learn a lot from other diaconical work in Europe and also in other countries and continents. And it's a pleasure to be here because also I can learn a lot here because you have a longer way in social services, mm-hmm. in Christian social services, and quality of your work is also excellent. And yesterday I saw elderly care, very professional work, but also I appreciate spiritual approach of the organization and church to diaconical work, and still I can learn more.
Our guest today, Zuzana Filipkova from the Silesian Diaconia. Thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. It's a pleasure to have you in studio.
Yeah, thank you very much for the possibility to be here.
Coming up in just a little bit, dig in a little bit to a new book, second edition, taking a look at Religion on Trial.
We like scratch the surface.
That's right, scratch the surface. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.